there are several different kinds of salt-water batteries. In this battery, the energy is stored, extracting sodium ion out of the seawater and plating it or depositing it as sodium metal. Energy is stored as sodium metal. Chlorine is produced, which is a precious chemical. Almost fresh water is produced during charge. And during discharge, sodium hydroxide is produced, which can be used for trapping CO2 for free.
Welcome to Battery Generation, your electromobility podcast for European battery research. Dear listeners, we have a perfect guest for today's show. It's Professor Stefano Passerini. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for the invitation.
Stefano Passerini, you are Senior Expert Advisor at the Austrian Institute of Technology, former Director of the Helmholtz Institute Ulm, and Senior Fellow at the Karlsruhe Institute of Technology.
Stefano, in 2023, CATL, the biggest battery manufacturer in the world, they announced their sodium battery strategy. They claimed to produce their sodium ion batteries to replace lead acid batteries, the automotive 12 volt batteries that are used to start your motor vehicle. And to get this straight, lead acid is still a $40 billion battery market and adds up to a third of the entire global battery market. Stefano, you know everything about sodium ion batteries. Do you think this might be a clever strategy to introduce sodium ion batteries into the market?
So introducing sodium, actually, one of the main markets of sodium ion batteries is the replacement of lead acid. I mean, lead acid and other battery chemistry, which can be, which are not that safe or not that healthy, like the case of lead acid batteries. So it's a kind of perfect strategy to enable sodium ion batteries into the market. But still, I think lithium ion batteries, LFP based batteries, are still cheaper than sodium ion. This is maybe still the major inconvenience for sodium ion batteries.
Since it's such a big market, maybe they're really planning to go over the numbers and then get the price down through mass production.
For sure, for sure. If they can manage, but I mean, right now, because of the excess production of capacity of production of lithium-ion batteries, it's much easier just to use lithium-ion batteries. So it depends if CATL really wants to invest in developing new production lines or new factories for specifically for sodium-ion, then this is definitely a good option.
We'll keep a close eye on what's happening over there from CATL. If they're successful in replacing these lead acid batteries with sodium ion batteries, we know Tesla now puts some 16 volt batteries, LFP batteries, in their electric vehicles. Before talking about the characteristics, Stefano, of sodium batteries today, we know it's a huge challenge for Europeans to produce cheap batteries in general. Let me remind you, pretty much all the gigafactories in Europe are either canceled or delayed due to cheap LFP batteries from China. European manufacturers see a lack of value creation for domestic markets. Long story short, Stefano, the business case for producing cheap batteries is pretty much gone. Do you agree?
To be honest, I believe the real problem is that it is a problem for European battery companies to reliably produce batteries in general. I mean, it's not only cheap. The point is that the fraction of cells which are not well performing is too high. So we definitely need to get deeper into the processes and optimize the production in order to get good numbers. Then it will be still difficult to compete with the Chinese. We know that. I mean, it's very difficult to compete with China for price, but at least there will be production capacity in Europe. The real problem is to have full control of the technology, how to make cells. This is what, in my opinion, is still missing in European companies.
So what's missing? Is it expertise in research, or is it the experience in producing these cells? Like what is the most critical factor?
I think it's production research. Basic research in Europe is very is pretty strong, actually, I would say, and very frequently other countries benefit of the research made in Europe. It's really the production. I mean, there are. I think most of everybody has seen the famous interview of the CATL CEO, right? I still remember when I was much younger, and Chinese lithium-ion batteries were, you know, blowing in a few cycles, because they also it took also them quite several years before learning how to make very good cells.
So we know how to build them theoretically, but we do need to learn how to build them practically, right?
There are some, I call them tricks, but like the angle at which the slurry enters into the coating head can be really crucial. And we don't have this experience. I last year I visited Korea accompanying an Italian company, small SME, that wanted to start producing cells. And I discovered what in Italian we say sottobosco. So this kind of underground world of small companies which are super skilled in doing one specific item. This does not exist in Europe. It doesn't exist yet. It takes time.
You know everything there is to know about sodium ion batteries. What is your vision for this technology?
Sodium ion battery will come. There is no doubt. Still, despite what's happening in Europe, the number of electric cars sold in Europe is growing. So this means that the people, the population is getting into. So they want to buy cars. The Chinese are invading the market, which will lower the cost. And then even more car will become available, let's say, sold. And sooner or later, the lithium-ion battery company, they will reach the edge at which they will not overproduce cells anymore. And then the price of lithium-ion cells will start to increase again. And then sodium-ion will be on the market. I mean, this is something we have been waiting, I mean, since the last few years. And sooner or later, this will happen. There is no doubt.
You're saying that the lithium-ion battery price is a showstopper for sodium-ion batteries. I think we're about beneath $50 a kilowatt hour for LFP cells. I've been trying to find out any price for sodium-ion battery cells. Do you have something in mind?
On the availability of materials and so on, you can certainly forecast that sooner or later sodium-ion batteries will be cheaper than lithium-ion batteries. Not as well performing, but cheaper. Okay. So this is a bet. I mean, but it's very difficult to enter a market when the market is overflooded already. And this is still the situation.
But do you have any company name that is about to produce in Europe these first sodium ion battery cells? We know there is companies ramping up. So what do you think? How far is that still away?
I think if with all the investment that the lithium-ion battery companies have received, they didn't manage, I'm afraid that it's not going to be much better with sodium-ion. Okay. So we first need to really grasp the process, the production processes, and to be sure that we know exactly how to make good cells. And then maybe you can switch to a new chemistry, which additionally is even cheaper.
So basically, you're saying sodium ion is coming, but not in Europe?
That will come in Europe too. I mean, once lithium ion will be established in Europe and sodium ion will come into the market, they will come to Europe too.
Because I always thought that given that it's an abundant resource, that it would be a perfect match for Europe to become more independent in its battery production. So I thought maybe this could be a priority for us.
Europe so far has been super good. I mean, Germany for wonderful cars, definitely not for the cheap cars, okay? I mean, if you buy a German car, it's because these are top cars. But entering in a market which is supposed to be characterized by low cost for Europe is not easy. I mean, you have to enter into a production of something that is also cheaper. The cathode, for example, or whatever, the salt, or whatever you need in this cell. So I'm not sure it is a good option.
Before talking about the material mixes for the first sodium ion batteries, let's talk about applications here. You just mentioned a sodium ion battery car. I'm actually very surprised because I don't think a lot of people would want these low energy densities in a car over here in Europe. But let me ask that question. What kind of core applications did you have in mind?
I mean, sodium ion can be good for stationary application, but if you want to stay in the transport field, light electric vehicles. I don't know if they are getting common in Germany, because now I don't spend much time in Germany, but in Italy there are a lot of these small city cars that are becoming super common, and definitely sodium ion batteries would be appropriate. I mean, also for this kind of city car sharing, in which you don't need a lot of mileage, okay? I mean, how many kilometers do you make in a city? 100 kilometers, 150 kilometers maybe, but no more than that. And sodium ion can definitely cope with this. And then all the light vehicles, like, I don't know, electric bikes, electric motorbikes, and so on. This is the start. I mean, the first market that you can enter. Assuming that you can really produce sodium ion batteries at the lower cost of lithium LFP cells, which I don't think is the case yet.
In China, we see these huge stationary battery fields supporting the power grids. In Germany, there is only one single 5 megawatt hour battery container operated by the energy provider ENBW. And even that small battery is only set up to test a hybrid sodium lithium setup. My question for you is, why aren't we properly ramping up stationary sodium ion batteries over here in Germany? Why aren't we ramping up much faster?
Well, for the same reason, faster is not always better, okay? If we don't know how to make good cells, we will have the same problem over, okay? By the way, the company you mentioned is one of the companies I helped to get sodium ion batteries from China, okay? We shouldn't give up, okay? Sometimes subsidies, we always condemn them, but I mean, it's clear that industry needs support, but it should also be clear that you cannot ramp up from zero, let's say from industry starting from zero, from scratch, to compete with countries that have the same kind of industry since 20, 30 years. It takes time.
What would be your guess in terms of the time span we still need?
My guess is very easy, because I just looked what happened in Asia. I mean, I'm saying this since many years, okay? The Japanese came up with sodium lithium-ion batteries. Then they started to move the production in Korea, and a few years after, Korea was actually the top country for lithium-ion batteries. Then both Japan and Korea started to produce in China to lower the cost. And now who is the leader? China, right? The Japanese and Koreans have maybe still a deeper knowledge of the technology, so they can still compete for you know, top quality. But I don't know how much they will last. And in a sense, the production in Europe actually will grow, because if the Asian will start to produce here, and then we form the needed background on top of which European industry can develop.
So basically you're saying if Chinese companies invest into gigafactories here in Europe, this is an opportunity for Europeans to actually learn hands-on what we need to know to ramp up our own production.
This is what history is telling us. I mean, look how the lithium-ion battery production developed. I mean,
then let's jump back to sodium-ion batteries here. Could you give us an update on the energy densities? What are current numbers? How energy dense are the latest sodium ion battery lab cells?
Well, I mean, they can match LFP, so they are in the upper 100 something, let's say almost close to 200. But lithium ion now are like 300.
Mm-hmm. So 200 watt hours per kilogram. Where are we volumetric speaking?
I think if you can get 200 watt-hour per kilogram, maybe you can get 400 watt-hour per liter. This is a kind of rule of thumb estimation, okay? It's not based on a proper scientific analysis, let's say.
Are sodium-ion batteries generally safer than lithium-ion batteries?
one of the main advantages in terms of safety is that, and this is, has now been demonstrated, sodium ion batteries can be shipped practically fully discharged. And this reduces definitely the risk of shipment. Consider that this is a problem for Europe, because while lithium-ion batteries are better to be produced in Europe, maybe by Asian or hopefully sooner or later European producers, sodium-ion batteries can very well be shipped from China because they are much less, they are much more safe.
So at this point, Stefano, let's talk about the material mixes that are to be found in nowadays sodium-ion batteries in general. We know there's three paths, different approaches towards these new sodium-ion batteries. What are they and what materials are found in these cells?
Well, on the anode side, I think the material of choice is still our carbon. Okay, and actually I discovered recently that now there is also a company in Korea producing good R carbon for sodium ion batteries. So the trend is clearly going in that direction. On the cathode side, there are the three families, I mean the oxides, the phosphates, and the Prussian white. Okay, these are the three big families. I have the feeling that most of the big companies are now focusing on oxides. There is still some work, especially in Europe, on the Prussian white. I think this is still the solution did not change much in the last 2 or 3 years.
Could you summarize it? I hear sodium, maybe iron, phosphorus. What else could be found on the cathode side?
The main components are iron and manganese for the oxides. For the Nacygon kind of material, these are phosphates and then transition metal. Still the best transition metal is vanadium, which has some problems of toxicity by itself and cost. And for the Prussian white, again, iron mostly as metal. And the cyanide that is actually can be produced from bioresources. So in theory, the Prussian white are the more sustainable, but it's still their performance needs to be fully assessed.
So now you just mentioned some materials that are also actually critical materials. And one big advantage I remember for sodium ion batteries is, of course, its sustainability. Now, if we're going to blend and mix some critical materials also in there, the question of recyclability comes to mind, right? Then we would want to make sure that these batteries are recyclable.
I mean, I just read the news this morning that practically in China they established a perfect recycling process for lithium. Okay, so the same can be done for sodium. However, sodium ion batteries definitely need less, if any, critical raw material with respect to lithium-ion batteries. Okay, I didn't mention nickel, I didn't mention cobalt. These are the real lithium itself. Graphite is also considered to be a kind of critical raw material. This is still the big push for sodium-ion batteries, is actually they are much more sustainable than lithium-ion batteries. Okay,
if we know of a material that is abundant and cheap, like sodium ion, I wonder how financially viable I can make a recycling factory for that. Is that even a business case?
I mean, when you get to the volumes we are talking about, then you have to recycle. There is no chance to avoid it. I mean, we also recycle a very cheap material like iron. I mean, we don't waste iron anymore, right? We recycle many materials which few years ago we didn't care at all, okay? Certainly, if you have precious metals inside, like cobalt or nickel, it's easier to recycle because you can actually make money out of it. But when the scale goes up, if we electrify all the transport, we use batteries for stationary storage intensively, I mean, the volume of battery production will increase exponentially. And then we will recycle will come.
We know there is European legislation about binding recycling quotas, so I guess that's going to be the future anyways. Let's skip to the saltwater battery that you proposed here and explained to us 2 years ago. I think that was first developed by a Korean manufacturer. Let us repeat that once more. Does it exist on the market, and what is a saltwater battery?
There are several different kinds of saltwater batteries. The one I was talking a couple of years ago with you is what we call the sodium seawater battery. In this battery, the energy is stored, extracting sodium ion out of the seawater and plating it or depositing it as sodium metal. Sodium metal is a super energetic material. That means you are storing energy, okay? So what happens also during the charge at the positive electrode, chlorine gas is produced. And this is actually a very good chemical because it's heavily used by the chemical industry to produce, for example, polyvinyl carbonate, the polymer that is used for pipes, but also all the bleaches and disinfectant and so on. So it's a precious chemical. And the third byproduct is that the water after the process is not longer salty because you removed most of the sodium and the chlorine, so you have almost fresh water, at least water that you can use for industrial purposes or for agriculture. Okay, so this is during charge. During discharge, the reaction is slightly different, and what is formed is sodium hydroxide. Not sodium chloride in water, but sodium hydroxide. And sodium hydroxide also gives some advantage because it reacts with the CO2 from air and precipitates as sodium carbonate. So the fourth advantage of the sodium seawater battery concept is that you can also trap CO2 for free. Okay. Energy is stored as sodium metal. Chlorine is produced, which is a precious chemical. Almost fresh water is produced during charge. And during discharge, sodium hydroxide is produced, which can be used for trapping CO2. These are the four main benefits.
But from the specs you just gave us, this makes it a really good candidate for offshore wind parks, right? In, for example, north of Germany, we have a lot of windmills and we frequently have too much energy there, and people are talking about hydrogen and all this stuff, but it's very expensive, and this would probably be a more feasible solution, right, if we can scale it up. Can you give us any sort of time frame how long you think this will take until we can actually see this?
Be honest, I was more optimistic a couple of years ago, but my optimism at that time was more very much relying on solid-state lithium batteries. Because if the technology to produce thin solid-state electrolytes could be achieved for lithium ion, then transposing it to sodium is easy. But unfortunately, solid-state lithium-ion batteries did not develop as fast as proposed a few years ago. And then actually, we have the same problem with the solid-state sodium-ion conductor for seawater batteries.
You just mentioned four advantages of this saltwater battery. What are some challenges you observe in setting up this saltwater battery? I have heard something about problems with the pumps, for example, or how to catch the chlorine gas, for example. Is that something to be mentioned?
No. The real problem is only the making of this thin solid-state electrolyte layer that can separate the negative from the electrode from the positive electrode, okay? I mean, we pump salt water every day. If you look at the desalinization plants in Australia or in Southern Europe, I mean, there is no problem in pumping salt water at all, not even in purifying it. I mean, these technologies are known, okay? The real problem is it's really the thin solid-state sodium ion conducting electrolyte.
Then thank you very much for this information, Stefano Passerini. That's it for today. Thank you for your time and expertise, Professor Passerini. Dear listeners, What are your expectations for sodium ion batteries? Are they going to make their way somehow towards the market, or are they going to be outdone by LFP batteries? Go ahead and send us your opinion in the comments section. And as always, give us a thumbs up or a subscribe to this podcast channel. See you soon. All the best. Stefano Passerini. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.